Hello and welcome to another Tabletop Games Blog Saturday Review.
Hello, my name is Gavin Jones, and this week I'm going to be standing in for the wonderful Oliver with a guest review. Buckle up and adjust your rearview mirror, things are about to get wild. First gear. Screams of tortured rubber and plumes of acrid smoke fill the air as we barrel over the brow of the hill, rapidly advancing on our target. The tank is an incongruous sight, squat and menacing in the middle of the highway, two shiny black beetles flanking each side, SUVs filled with seemingly infinite numbers of violent goons, like clown cars of criminality. Sorry, got a bit carried away there. Didn't mean to leak my script for the latest instalment in the now double-digit Fast and Furious movie franchise. Which I would call so fast, so furious, speedy and rage-filled, a family reunion, by the way. That's right, two subtitles. I was just trying to invoke the vibe this board game, Fast and Furious Highway Heist from Funko Games, is aiming for. Now, those of us of a certain age will no doubt grimace at the thought of an IP-based game. Back in the day, these were often joyless affairs, money spent on the IP license rather than, you know, an actual game designer. But recently the tide has turned and Funko Games, spearheaded by the talented in-house design studio who go by the nom de jour of Prospero Hall, are leading the way. Titles like Pan Am, Jaws and Rear Window have managed to combine a nostalgic sense of setting and theme with well-designed games that can appeal both to families and hobby gamers. Will Fast and Furious Highway Heist follow this successful formula? Firstly, a quick pit stop into the Fast and Furious cinematic universe for the uninitiated. Released in 2001, The Fast and the Furious was a gritty, new metal soundtracked, action-packed ride into the world of street racing and high-speed heists, and featured a gang of lovable rogues and the undercover cop infiltrating their seedy underground world. So far, so Point Break. However, something about this heady mix appealed and sequels have been cranked out ever since, usually starring the muscle-bound Vin Diesel as tough guy Dominic Toretto. They are known for gravity-defying action, macho posturing, and an emotional core of loyalty and family, the clumsy handling of which is much teased in modern meme-heavy internet culture. Here's a fun fact. The first film's title was licensed from an old Roger Corman B-movie, but the rights to numbered sequels weren't. Hence the franchise's peculiarly inconsistent naming scheme. Too Fast, Too Furious, and Fast Five leap to mind. So, has Prospero Hall condensed these films into an exciting tabletop experience? Join the Jones family as we open the box lid and find out. The first thing of note is that this is a cooperative game. Makes sense, we are family after all. We'll be facing one of three scenarios. These are the greatest hits of the extreme situations from the movies, namely a tank, a speeding semi-truck heist, and a showdown against a chopper and armoured sports car combo. Each has a unique win condition. For our first game, we have the simple task of destroying a tank by wrecking SUVs, causing them to smash into it. Now, the first strategic choice comes during setup as players select a combination of film character and car, each providing both a set of stats and a unique special ability. It's probably best to carefully mix and match to construct a well-rounded team, or just fight over the coolest car. Remember, the car and driver stats mesh together to determine the number of dice rolled in skill checks. Yep, this is a dice chucker, but fans of determinism need not fear, as there's also plenty of careful planning and coordination needed, as well as mitigation against bad rolls using boost tokens. Setup continues by laying out the highway board and filling it with small plastic vehicles ready to do battle. This is a deliciously thematic touch as the miniatures have a wonderful toy-like quality, including a semi-truck with a hinged back door and enough space underneath the trailer for a player's car to slide under, just like Letty's skillful trick from the first film. Turns progress at a brisk pace as each player completes two actions using the handy reminders on the player boards. These actions are what you may expect from a driving game. Drive, ram, leap, and... wait, leap? Yes. This is a sort of game where you can jump out of your speeding vehicle by placing a little plastic peg representing your character on the top, land on the roof of another car, punch a bad guy off, and then steal their SUV. The game revels in recreating wild moments such as these and produces some strange sounding table chatter as we discuss our next moves. Do you want to punch that guy off your roof first, then meet me round the front of the tank next to the smoking wreck? Second gear. Dom Toretto's American muscle car bucks wildly as he stamps on the brakes. The tailgating SUV reacts way too late, forcing out a sickening screech then tinny crunch as it ploughs into the back of the armoured supercar. Silence now and time moves slowly as the SUV traces a balletic arc through the sky, shards of crystalline glass sparkling in the desert sun. Some actions require a skill check to succeed. Roll the number of custom dice indicated on your player board and count the pips. Failed rolls can be transformed into a success by spending a boost token and converting all rolled boost symbols to pips. A very cool co-op touch here is called an assist. Before you roll, another player can spend a boost token to give you two extra dice. These sort of decisions are great at keeping all players involved in the game. After each player's turn, they roll a die which determines the enemy actions. These include some standard results such as making your SUVs move closer and clatter into the player's cars, as well as instructions to draw cards from a special scenario-specific deck. The cards have an immediate effect when drawn, such as placing fresh enemy SUVs behind each player vehicle, as well as creating a nail-biting build-up of tension. You see, each card acts as a countdown, as new card draws will push it along a track and will activate a devastating effect when it reaches the end. This adds some real urgency as you can see this horrible event creeping along, unsure of exactly when the die will push it into the activation slot. The game uses the well-tested co-op mechanism of player turn, then enemy turn, to scale well with the number of players, and makes for some great moments as your careful cooperation is undone by a vicious enemy turn. Here's an example. We smashed and bashed our way across the road, resulting in three wrecked SUVs perfectly lined up and ready to crash into the tank at the end of the round. The wretched enemy die then somehow intuits this and causes the tank to swerve out of the way, the wrecks sailing harmlessly by, only to pummel two other following SUVs which are destroyed in a traffic jam of write-offs. Pure chaos. So, with our attempts at tank destruction foiled, victory seems far away. How do we lose anyway? Presumably characters have some sort of health bar and can die? Nope. Plot armour to the rescue, as our heroes can get into all sorts of physics-snubbing scrapes with nary a scratch. Their vehicles can be destroyed, causing an hilarious scramble to hijack an enemy SUV. But the overall loss condition is down to a ticking countdown playing out along the bottom of the board. This timer is a trick used by many co-op games and can also offer a nice way to scale the difficulty by granting players more or less time accordingly. However, the twist here is that the countdown mechanism also offers salvation by providing even more exciting action in the form of stunts. Here's how it works. Each scenario has a deck of stunt cards from which one is revealed each round. There are only three slots available and the new card pushes the others along. The one being bumped off the end is lost for good. When the final card in the deck falls off the end, you lose. However, the stunts available are fantastically helpful. Madcap schemes that cause maximum mayhem. They often rely on very specific positioning of miniatures, making the game into a spatial movement puzzle. Some can only be performed once, hey, don't bore the audience, but provide an extra reward in the form of boost tokens. For example, the clothesline stunt requires an enemy SUV to be flanked by two player cars, and a successful skill roll against a control stack can then send them smashing together and the SUV soaring through the air to land on and damage the tank. Ramping up the drama, the last stunt card in each scenario allows a truly spectacular finale with an instant win, but can be very tricky to pull off. Our first game saw us wearing the tank down and attempting the final stunt on the last possible round, two cars pushing the military beast off the side of the road, all or nothing, death or glory. With the skill roll needing three pips plus the tank's current health, things weren't looking great for our band of outlaws. Before we cut to the final dramatic scene, what's the verdict? Well, as with many of Prospero Hall's big box games, this title promises theme, fun, family and thinking, all tied up with nice production values and excellent graphic design. And pedal to the metal, it delivers. The game manages to drive down the central white line of the highway of ludology. On one side, a cooperative, thinky movement puzzle. On the other, a thematic, dice-rolling, tension-building fun time. It does prevent quite a tricky challenge, especially for younger players, but you can always start on the easy difficulty level and perhaps dish out an extra boost token to help. There's a lovely physicality to pushing toy cars around and enacting the zany stunts. The game does not do much to prevent the so-called alpha gamer problem, where one player takes control of strategy, leaving the others with little agency. But in that case, maybe just pop on a white vest, flex those pecs, and repeat the words of Dominic Toretto.
I don't have friends, I have family.
Third gear. Choking black smoke pours from the battered tank as it weaves erratically across the debris-strewn road, teetering precariously on the edge of a sheer precipice as its tracks struggle to grip. Tires wail as Brian and Letty swing their calves violently into its dented side, a dangerous game of push and shove where the stakes are fiery oblivion. Metal crunches against metal, closer, just a little bit closer. Five dice clatter against the table and roll end credits.
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog Saturday Review podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon. This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Role Patron Sean Newman, Magic Champion John Risley, Castle Guards David Miller and James Naylor, Dice Masters Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay, and Shining Lights Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Sarah Reed and Richard Simpson.